I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 676. What's mine is... You know, I love the toddler's 10 rules. Number one, if I want it, it's mine. Number two, if it's in my hand, it's mine. Number three, if I can take it away from you, it's mine. Number four, if I had it a little while ago, it's mine. Number five, if it's mine, it must never appear to be yours in any way. Number six, if we are building something together, all the pieces are mine. Number seven, if it just looks like mine, well, it's mine. Number eight, if I think it's mine, it's mine. Number nine, if I give it to you and change my mind later, it's mine. And number 10, once it's mine, it will never belong to anyone else, no matter what. Now, we might laugh at that, but sadly, we also imitate that. And it's not very loving. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with everything in our being. And that includes being good stewards, being generous with what He's entrusted to us. We relive our toddler tendencies every day. When we're confronted with a need, how do we respond? How would Jesus respond if He were us? Today, let's look at three philosophies that finish the sentence, "What's mine is mine." The parable of the Good Samaritan gives us those three philosophies. The robber's philosophy was, "What you have is mine, and I will take it." The priest and the Levite had a philosophy that said, "What's mine is mine, and I will keep it." The Samaritan's philosophy was, "What's mine is yours, and I will share it." Jesus endorsed the Samaritan's philosophy, and He said in Luke 10:37, "Go and do likewise." We all see the first as a violation. "What's yours is mine, and I will take it." That's an easy one. But it's the second one that's harder for us to criticize in ourselves. "What's mine is mine, and I'll keep it." I mean, after all, we worked hard for what we have. It is ours. Why should we share it? Why should we give it to others who probably didn't work as hard as we did, and they probably don't deserve it? And yet we know instinctively it is more blessed to give than receive, as Jesus taught us. You know, churches are often accused of just wanting money. I rarely ever talk about money at the church where I preach. And yet, God's people there are faithful to give to God's work at home and around the world. And it's a sight to behold. We understand that we are stewards, not owners. And that's been true since the Garden of Eden. It's just sometimes it's easy for us to forget that fact and act as if everything is ours. A pastor spoke to the deacons about a proposed missionary offering. One deacon objected, saying, "Pastor, if you don't stop talking so much to our people about giving money, you're going to kill this church." The pastor replied, "I don't think so. I have never heard of anybody or any church giving itself to death. But if that should happen," the pastor said, "I'm going to conduct a funeral, and I'll stand on the front steps of the church building and read loudly Revelation 14:13, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord." Podcast family, this is not an episode about putting more money in the plate necessarily. It is about what philosophy we live by. So here's the great question. How does your life finish the sentence? "What's mine is..." Let's pray this prayer from usccb.org. Lord Jesus, You teach us in Your parable that there are two kinds of people: those who bend down to help those and those who look the other way. Which kind of people will we be? We say, "Yes, Lord, I will love You and love my neighbor." But then we ask, "The migrant, is she my neighbor? Those in poverty, are they my neighbors? Victims of war across the world, are they neighbors? One who faces racism, is he my neighbor? Those disabled or elderly, are they my neighbors?" You remind us, yes, all of us, neighbors. Show us how to love, Lord. May we open our eyes. May we emerge from our comfortable isolation. May we build a world of compassion and dignity. Lord Jesus, who was a neighbor to all, help us to persevere in love. Help us to restore dignity to the suffering. Help us to build a society not based on exclusion, but on community. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 677. And in the meantime, let's go back to the Good Samaritan for a moment. Now, the classic example for us, of course, is the homeless person. And that certainly might apply, just ask Jesus. And yet the truth is, there are people who need what we have all around us. It's not just money, it's encouragement, it's hope, it's being seen and being loved. Now, it might involve your wallet, but it always involves your heart. May you be blessed, and may you be a blessing today. As your life finishes the sentence, what's mine is...